Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men News. It is the Monday. I am Paul Meach, and I'm joined by Ross Chanley for this one. Hello, Ross.
Hi, Paul.
That's a splendid t-shirt.
It is.
Courtesy of ThreadsForReds.
Interesting.
That's not the sponsor for today. We are partnered with The Athletic at the moment. Wonderful, wonderful website. Fantastic articles. And as we know, the home of James Pearce, Mr. Liverpool himself, and Si Hughes, who you will have seen over on the main YouTube channel last week talking to Chris Pajak. Yeah, if you want to get involved, go to theathletic.co.uk/redmennews, start your free 30-day trial and get 50% off your yearly subscription in doing so as well. There's an article this week that we're going to kick off things with. It is called Tennis, Teeth Whitening and Making Liverpool Tick, Why Klopp and the Cop Love Eccentric Firmino. James Pearce has pulled out all the stops with the title in there.
Didn't even know that last bit. I was all hooked on that on the first couple of words there.
But really interesting, a really interesting read. And again, one of the things that they're doing really well, I think, on The Athletic so far, Ross, is just they're fleshing out the stories around Liverpool. It's no longer just, look, because you could do an article on Firmino was really good at the weekend, because God knows there's plenty of that and there's plenty of room for all that. But it's a lot of stuff where, you know, they're talking about, got a quote from Robertson saying Bobby proved again that he's absolutely world class. He set up two goals and probably could have had four assists. So we're seeing stuff here where it's coming off the back of the match, but also giving you a wider range of why, you know, in this instance, why Jürgen loves Bobby so much.
Yeah, it's a completely different role. As a reader, I find it so much better. You know, obviously we have written stuff on the website, and I always ask writers to kind of write what they want, because it's better to write yourself, but it also reads better. So, you know, James Pearce has been used to kind of just going, here's news, whereas he can kind of put his own spin and own personality on these stories now. And like you said, he's looking for different routes and stuff, and you find about other pieces about different players, and it just gives a bit more personality to the piece. And, you know, as I said, it's far more enjoyable to read.
Absolutely.
And no pop-ups either.
Yeah, so it was very nice indeed. So yeah, obviously it's got a bit of tactical analysis, it's got the quotes of a number of Liverpool players as well, and even, you know, the sport director Michael Edwards, etc. So yeah, get over to athletic.co.uk, start your free trial using the /redmennews, and get 50% off your annual fee as well. Anyway, moving on, Jürgen Klopp apparently was close to singing the Firmino song. He just asked that he can't help himself, can he, Jürgen? And to be fair, he stopped himself from doing it. But I love this, and again, it kind of feeds out nicely from the Athletic stuff that he loves him as much as we do.
Yeah. He's a fan like one of us, isn't he? I think it's really hard, because it's just so addictive to kind of sing that song. Obviously, when the whole of Anfield's near enough singing it, I know we went to a couple of games earlier on in the season, I think Southampton away, and it was getting sung for about 10 minutes straight. How can you not join in that song? And I think you do it because you show his appreciation. I think when we sang it at Southampton, he just missed a sitter. Mm-hmm. But you're showing your support for him, you're showing how much you love him, and you kind of give him that confidence boost that, you know, we've all kind of got his back. And Klopp's like that, because, we saw when he came on, it's not just the first time it's happened, how much he changes that Liverpool side and how much he means. So just show your appreciation.
Yeah.
He could hold himself back because he's a manager, though, but...
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah,
especially when there comes a time when he's got to, like, shell him. Whatever. Sing him a song, boss. But yeah, it's interesting. So obviously, we've got some of the fallout from the weekend's games. We're going to be looking ahead as well to see how that will impact the Napoli game tomorrow. And there's a couple of bits of transfer-ish news as well to come. But yeah, I thought it was really good. He said, and he obviously talks about his performance, saying it was the right decision. And obviously, they had to take the decision because of the fact that he obviously travelled to the West Coast. It's interesting because obviously Fabinho starts the game, but interesting that they've chosen to give Firmino a little bit of a rest. Andy Robertson, this a bit of potentially bad news ahead of the game tomorrow. Andy Robertson's missed training. Read Liverpool.com, LiverpoolFC.com, I should say, are reporting that Andy Robertson didn't take part in open training ahead of the game, which, I mean, This is the one lingering, I guess, kind of fear we have about this squad, isn't it, Ross? Is that if Robertson's ever out for a spell of time, nothing wrong with James Milner, nothing wrong with Joe Gomez as options, they're just not in the same class, really.
No, I'm completely fine with James Milner, particularly when you're talking about a European away. I think you kind of change your style of playing. Yeah, you don't get Robertson going forward and offering that outlet to Manny and the overlap and stuff like that, but, you know, James Milner is more than capable of filling that role for me. I'm quietly confident for that. But you don't know whether they're just giving him extra time to rest, ahead of tomorrow because he ran himself into the ground on Saturday, or is it man games? Just drop him out and not make Napoli think and then go, actually, here he is.
I just think he's one of those. Liverpool don't take risks on players' fitness because it's too important. Because if you're short-term gains for long-term problems, you know, and Andy Robertson is so important to how we play. And this is what the squad's for. You've got James Milner needs his game, and I'm sure he'd rather be playing centre mid. And I actually think he probably would have got a game centre mid on Tuesday if Andy Robertson is 100% fit. We might well yet see him there. But with Chelsea at the weekend, and we want to keep going strong in as many competitions as possible. There's no issue. James Milner starts. If Andy Robertson was fit, fully fit, and they went James Milner starting on Tuesday,
fine.
I wouldn't be honest. He played the vast majority. He played the second half, didn't he, against Barcelona at Anfield and was phenomenal. Yeah. Seen some great performances out of Milner. I don't want to necessarily see another full season of him there, but this is the depth of quality we've got.
Like I said, the European aways, there's nothing wrong. We're used to watching, you know, Rafa in times gone by, where they go a bit more reserved in away games. You know, it's the first game of the group stages, nothing wrong with it, but the draw there, obviously we want to win and put a marker down, but you've got a bit more reserve with Milner.
Yeah.
You're in capable hands, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. A little bit of injury news. We know Divock Origi suffered an ankle injury. Now, apparently he's gone for a scan. We still don't know where that is. Obviously, post-match, Jürgen was saying, unfortunately, he twisted his ankle early in the game and then had to come off. We all hope it's not that serious. That he could play on could be a sign it's not that serious. Hopefully it's like this. But Liverpool have yet to reveal that, and of course, and there's talk therefore of it, perhaps a chance for Brewster might be pushed up the pecking order or whatever. We'll move on from this. We've got a couple of there's an article here. In fact, it's from
you didn't even call it news.
The Week. Yeah, there's some words committed to a web page here called The Week, which I've never heard of, and it's got. Anyway, apparently, Klopp and Virgil van Dijk are priorities. That's not a quote, by the way. That's not because they've not done that in quotations, but they've made it look like it is, which is a proper Metro trick. They are priorities for Real Madrid and Barcelona. So they're saying that the Spanish newspaper AS have said that Liverpool manager Jürgen Klopp and star defender Virgil are both priorities for the La Liga giants. Now, they've put that in a quote there, but not in the title. Inconsistency. Because it's bullshit. Let's just cut through it all, Ross, and let's head straight over then to AS and see what they've had to say. Thanks to the wonderful translation of Google Translate, the confidence of Mr. VAR. Okay, Klopp and Van Dijk, two priorities for no quotation, by the way. And it's interesting, of course, that the German coach is the most quoted in Europe. Neither Zinedine Zidane nor Valverde are living their best moments in Madrid and Barcelona, and therefore both clubs already consider possible alternatives for the bench. One of the names I like most is Jürgen Klopp. So,
it's an opinion piece.
It's an opinion piece. Some guy writing who is Mr. VAR. That's for the sake of argument, let's just click through and hope it does. So here's all the articles written by Mr. VAR. Mr. VAR sounds like a gobshite, first and foremost. Let's just make that perfectly clear. But yeah, basically, we can read this more, but we've already established some fella who writes articles for AS has written an opinion piece about it would be useful for these players to go and play for those.
Talking about his AS poll.
Yes!
No, someone tweeted it a couple of weeks ago. I've taken credit for it, though.
Absolute bollocks, so don't lose any sleep over that, people watching and listening.
Do you know what it was? It was Sal's agent said it.
Of course, yeah, brilliant. Right, we move on to Goal.com. Neil Jones, our good friend of the show. Neil Jones, the Liverpool correspondent for Goal.com, 8 hours ago put this out, that apparently if Liverpool had failed in a transfer for Virgil van Dijk, they would have looked to sign Napoli star Kalidou Koulibaly. Senegal defender was on the Reds' radar in 2017 and since established himself as one of the world's best. They had a list that had four names, four players above all else, four defenders to make a defence for a team with big ambitions, led by sporting director, whatever it takes was the message.
Good. Go and get the best. American report was on there as well, wasn't he? On one of the envelopes.
But yeah, interesting stuff. I mean, obviously, it doesn't really give us anything new or particularly insightful. Makes no change to that Liverpool's current world. But if nothing else, I think I really like Koulibaly. I think he's a fantastic defender. I'd have been made up if we got him. Ultimately, Virgil's the best defender in the world. I don't think we're going to be going for Koulibaly again anytime soon, but it does show that, you know, Liverpool have got quality. I've got quality players on the radar.
Yeah, it shows a sign of the times, well, of where we're shopping at. You know, if we don't get Van Dijk, we'll go and get the next best defender in the world out there. And, you know, I think Laporte was the other one, Koulibaly, Van Dijk, and I don't know who the other one was. Mm-hmm. But it just shows where we're shopping now. We're not going for, you know, cheapness and kind of bringing them in. We had a problem to address, and we went and did it, and Van Dijk was the answer.
Yeah,
Joel Matip was as well.
Mm, indeed. So yeah, fans, they're really interesting stuff. I like those little bits and pieces, the little tidbits, the little peeling back of the curtain and what have you. So no, interesting stuff. But yeah, I think we're all perfectly happy with our current centre-back options, right? Mm-hmm. Let us know your thoughts on anything we've discussed in the comments. Tom's going to pull some comments up for us right now. Before I do, if you're watching this live, then head over to the YouTube channel, the Red Men News YouTube channel, and subscribe. 22.4K subscribers flying along at the moment. So if you're watching, if you're enjoying what we're doing, 12:30, Monday to Friday, with your live daily news, then do go over and subscribe to that channel. Tom, what have you got?
Going to kick it off with a super chat. Ben Pryor's back. Blue super chat. Where is Ben Kelly? I am missing Kim greatly.
Ben is doing that the hard work at the moment. Is he?
I need lunch.
Oh, Ben! No, Ben's meant to be editing, but Ben's eating food. I don't know what food. Tweet him and find out.
He's going to be on the build-up show on the Iran League.
I said that he's going to be. Yes, time-wise, for all you guys, we've ever recorded the build-up show. In fact, Ben was on the Final Word show, and he's on the build-up show for Napoli. Both of those will be on the normal Red Men TV YouTube channel today, so do tune in for them if you're missing Ben Kelly. And Around the League is recording today as well.
Mr. A says, I have so many rival fans starting to appreciate Firmino. It's a shame it took this long.
Wow, he's got rival fans. Wow, that's incredible. How big is this guy? How many subscribers has he got? It's true. I think the wider world is starting to click on to just how good this Liverpool side are and how good the individual players are. I said this the other week. There's these sporting heroes books that you can buy, and there's Messi and there's Mbappe and there's Salah, but I saw the Mane one for the first time, which, because Mane's starting to, you know, his star is continues to be on the rise. And Bobby Firmino, I mean, when that little flick was the flick seen around the world, wasn't it, the weekend?
He does it every week in, week out. He's just trying to score goal of the season and do whatever he can. You know, the assist he gets for Salah is ridiculous, but he did it like as soon as he came on. And it's not just people speak about number nines or strikers or him being the best. People always compare him to Aguero or Kane. They're out and out number nines. Mm-hmm. He changes the whole of Liverpool system, and it's not the first time he's done it either. I think the Super Cup was another game. You know, we don't work as well when he's not in the team because he just provides so much. You know, he's an attacking midfielder, a defender, an attacker, and everyone else just plays better around him. You know, I've picked him for my man of the match on the podcast, and we always talk about Mane and Salah play better. Robertson plays better. When you bring someone on who's a striker who makes your left back play better in the system, what more do you want?
100%. One more for us, Tom.
There's one. No, we'll leave that for the Umbu. It's talking about Miller or Gomez. Go and watch the Umbu for that. But Kotler Joseph says, great time to sub in Brewster with Origi out.
Yeah, and I spoke about this on the Final Word show today, and how you have these moments in football. Origi's above all the other lads in the backups for the front three at the moment in the pecking order, and rightly so, because I think he's done an admirable job in that regard. But if he does miss a game or he's unavailable for a short spell of time, now the baton passes to Shaqiri and it maybe passes to Brewster, and that's what happens. This is how Daniel Sturridge was preferred this time last year. Look, he starts this Champions League game equivalent. He starts against PSG at Anfield because Firmino's injured. Because he's got Bobby the Pirate, so yeah. So that's what the pecking order looked like this time last year. And now, with Daniel Sturridge, his contract was allowed to run down, he was allowed to leave, and Divock Origi's now starting games of football for Liverpool, which we never would have imagined a year ago. So we don't know what it's going to look like in time, but this could, it may not be, but it may be, the chance for someone like Brewster to get an opportunity and cement his place, at least as like that first choice off the bench.
Possibly. I don't know where he's at, though, because I don't see him week in, week out, so it's hard to judge. Is Napoli away the best game to go and start someone who's not...
Oh, and he's not going to start.
Or to chuck him in there. No, I'll be looking like an MK Dons or something for him, where you go, actually, you can go and shine.
Shaqiri in that instance. That's a game.
But certainly take him, and I think we've done this quite a lot, of taking the youngsters over, and even if they don't play, they've been involved in that environment, in that scenario of being taken abroad and seeing what it's like. And, you know, how hostile environments can be out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's, a potentially big opportunity. Again, I wouldn't expect to see Brewster necessarily in this game, but again, we keep coming back to it. There's a squad. Klopp likes having a squad. And yes, there is a hierarchy. There is a pecking order. There is largely 13 or 14 lads who are, you know, you're going to start as many games as humanly possible, and then you've got a couple others just outside that. But again, look at Origi, James Shaqiri's ready for it. James Milner's ready for an opportunity if Andy Robertson did it. You know, like, exactly. Yeah. So we've got lads who are just on the edges at the moment, who aren't maybe getting enough game time, but they'll be chomping at the bit to get involved. So yeah, it's not the end of the world, I think, potentially losing Origi for a game or two, because it gives a chance for one of the other lads to shine. So we'll have to see that. Yes, as mentioned, the build-up show will be coming up late Monday. Starting 11 is going to be coming out tomorrow on the Red Men TV YouTube channel. We'll be back with more Red Men news tomorrow. The lads are jetting off to Naples to try not to get stabbed in the bum and watch some football. So stay tuned for all of that. And yeah, the final word show, check that out if you still want to go back to watch the Newcastle game. And don't forget, of course, to head to theathletic.co.uk/redmennews to get that wonderful discounted offer and get some of the best Liverpool writing in the world right now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.